Hey, reminder, check out the Schmodown Patreon today. Go ahead and click that like button, the bell, and subscribe to this channel. Okay, you guys relax. You're heroes in our book in Corruption. It's nice to see you as well. Round number one works as thus in this five-round match. The first round features 10 questions from 10 different corners of movie, trivia, Schmodown, know-how. 15 seconds to get that correct response. You may not rely on your teammate to get a correct answer in round one. Just write it down. You have 15 seconds to do so. Each correct response is worth 1 point. Keep in mind, as a team, you have 3 repeats throughout the five-round championship match. So use them, but use them, it's a five-rounder, very wisely.
All right, gentlemen, round one of five. Question one of 10, worth one apiece, is going to start in the category of directors. And all of this is for those two beautiful golden belts you see right in the center of the stage. Category one, directors. Which actor appeared in the following Christopher Nolan films? Inception, Tenet, Interstellar, and The Prestige.
Gotta be honest with you. I love that Shazam has those big intros, but those flamethrowers, kind of making it hot.
A little horrifying, yeah.
I mean, I'm a little gamey.
Already sweating.
Yeah.
And now there's burning bodies below us.
5, 4.
Plastic.
3, 2. Does not smell nice.
No.
1. Pets Downland, let's go to...
Me?
Chance Ellison. You have it.
It's okay. You got it next. Michael Caine.
That is correct. Mike?
You can do it, buddy.
Was I just given this question because you wanted to hear me show up in this match? But the true answer will be Sir Michael Caine.
I'm so glad you had that, and we just got it out of the way.
Yep.
William Viviani, any impressions?
It's time to do my impersonation of Michael Caine. Hello. I'm Michael Caine.
Nailed it!
Not bad, not bad.
10 out of 10, the kid.
Sorry, I think I might actually be playing this match with Michael Caine, but my answer was Michael Caine.
The dead ringer, it might be Michael Caine's imposter. Keep those flamethrowers handy as we move to your next question in the category of horror movies, and here it is. What word is missing from the following movie titles? Night of the Living blank, Return of the Living blank, and Day of the blank. Did you write this one, Andrew?
Sandwiches.
Did you, honey?
Did
you write this question?
I'd love to take credit, but I'm pretty sure the writing team would flamethrow me.
I think I see Danuzzo in the corner cackling. 5.
They're very proud of themselves.
4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. Let's go to Michael K. Excuse me, William Viviani.
It was convincing, wasn't it?
Dead.
Dead is correct. How about Brandon?
Dead.
The kid, very serious. My
it's
God.
A little morbid, serious this issues. Answer.
Kalinowski.
Come on, man.
Kalinowski.
Mike.
Oh, okay, I was sure. Dead.
There it is, and Chance Ellis.
I guess it's serious now. Dead.
Yeah, okay. All right.
All right.
Taken.
All even here at 4 as we get to question number 3. The category is holiday films. What 2006 disaster film remake starring Kurt Russell, Richard Dreyfuss, and Emmy Rossum is set on a cruise ship on New Year's Eve?
I can't remember. Do we have our own wedge for Kurt Russell yet? Because
yeah,
if not,
do.
It's a crime.
Yeah, no, we do. I thought you were going to say, do we have a cruise planned?
I'm in.
I haven't been on one since I was young.
One.
Yeah?
Yeah, never.
I feel like all you do is eat and drink and then swim in a pool instead of the ocean.
3, 2, 1. They have mini golf on those.
Oh.
Pens down, let's go to Mike Kalinowski.
Me? I'm taking a guess at this one. Is it Poseidon?
It is Poseidon. How about Chance Ellison?
My third favorite Greek god, Poseidon.
All right. William Viviani.
There's got to be a morning after.
Oh, there it is.
Poseidon.
Thank you. Brendan.
Poseidon.
Okay, there it is.
Ryder's not able to trick our competitors with that question.
Perfect.
Love how it's weird.
Thus far, my favorite Greek god, Dionysus. He has fun.
Mm,
fantasy
does.
Sci-fi is your next query, and for a point apiece, 2 per team. What 2021 sci-fi film features supporting performances from Javier Bardem, Jason Momoa, and Zendaya?
I feel like Javier is incredibly intimidating, even though he's probably a nice guy.
Who's the most intimidating of the three performers I just read of? It's not so easy, is it?
Yeah, no. Yeah. I still think I'm going Bardem.
Okay.
If he spoke like Segura once, he'd probably just
5.
Done for me.
4, 3. 1. You need to see Euphoria. Pens down, and let's go to the kid.
Dune.
Dune is correct. William.
The second best movie called Dune.
Whoa, hot Ooh. Take. Let's go to Chance Ellison.
I was very enthused about the film Dune.
And Mike Kalinowski.
Dune?
All right, he got that one. Still perfect. 8-8. We're all deadlocked.
Can we go home?
Not yet.
No, there's many more.
It's all tight.
Question number 5 category is famous actors and actresses. What actress features in the following films? The Curse of La Llorona, Hunter Killer and Avengers Age of Ultron.
That's the curse of La Llorona.
La Llorona.
And I know that because I have the curse.
You know, it's funny. I even looked up how to say it earlier, and then I didn't say it right now.
Hey, you know, pick yourself back up. Dust yourself off. Shazam
just
killed
him. Four more rounds of this.
You're going to be fine. Five. Four.
Llorona.
Three.
Multiple choice. Oh, no, sorry. Repeat the question.
Repeat the question.
Repeat the question, please.
My redeeming moment.
That'd be great, right?
Are we sure that you're not the imposter, William?
Right? I feel like he might be. Right. Category
repeat
is.
Repeat the question. Andrew, as you're ready.
Famous actors and actresses. What actress features in the following films? The Curse of La Llorona, Hunter Killer, and Avengers Age of Ultron. It's a good movie, Age of Ultron. A lot of people don't give it enough credit.
I really like all of those movies.
Yeah?
Like, they're just good movies, you know?
I feel like that's saying, like,
all
you like
to breathe.
All the
spider people popping in gets to be a little much. But
I see what you're saying.
Five, four, three. I think I upset Mike. Two, one. Pens down. Let's go to Mike Kalinowski.
Linda Cardellini?
Nailed it. How about Chance Ellison?
I'm a Latino, but I say it's Llorona, cabrón. Linda Cardellini.
There it is. William Viviani.
Good call.
Brendan.
Wow. Had it. Linda Cardellini.
All right,
first
so
miss.
You're finally mortal.
Good, yeah. Holy space.
10 to 9, but still three perfect rounds cooking here as we head into your next category, which is comedies. Always good for a laugh. And the question is, which of the following actors was not in 2018's Tag? Jake Johnson, Rashida Jones, Hannibal Buress, or Chelsea Peretti?
Imagine playing Tag with Hannibal Lecter. Where I thought you were going.
I think I'd be fine.
Yeah.
The guy, he's not necessarily in his physical peak.
Yeah, but
I can outrun him.
Find a shortcut. He's
no,
smarter than
on.
Us. All right.
He's running right after me with a fork. That's going to slow him down. Fine.
Just four. Ready to take a bite out of you right there.
Bring it, Lecter. You heard me, too. One. Pens down, Mike. And let's go to the kid.
I said Rashida Jones.
You are incorrect. How about Viviani?
Chelsea Peretti?
Is the correct answer. Chance Ellison.
Pardon me, what did you see was in this movie now? Chelsea Peretti.
That is correct. And Mike Kalinowski.
I have Rashida Jones, too.
Okay.
Wow. Look at that.
All right. And so now we have just one perfect round remaining.
Chance Ellison.
To my son, Chance Ellison. So proud of you.
Thanks, Dad.
Question
okay.
Number 7 comes from the category of action adventure. How many times did Harrison Ford play the role of Jack Ryan?
I love all my competitors equally. As Splinter would say, you are all my sons.
That's really sweet.
It's the best impression I have.
That was pretty good.
It's the only one I got in the bag.
You should do it in Michael Caine's
voice. Five, four, not trying to follow Mike. Three, two, one. Pens down, and let's start with Chance Ellison.
Not nearly enough, too.
That is correct on both accounts. Mike Kalinowski.
You think you could come in here and bark at me like some junkyard dog? How dare you, sir? How dare you, sir?
All right, well, he had the correct answer, and that's what's important at the end of the day. The kid.
Two.
And Viviani. Okay. Move on, don't we all, to your next category, which is the 2000s. A lot of movies in that decade. Here's a question about one of them. Neil McDonough, Colin Farrell, and Samantha Morton appear opposite Tom Cruise in what 2002 sci-fi film?
I don't think I could pick Samantha Morton out of a lineup.
I get Samantha's confused easily for some reason.
I think I know who she is, and I heard someone over there make a sound that I don't care about.
Samantha Mathis, I might confuse. Popular actress as well. Five. For riveting conversation.
This
up here
is,
at the
I mean, one of the. This is why people tune in.
One pens down. Let's go to William Viviani.
That would be Minority Report.
That is correct. Did the kid have it?
Minority Report.
He certainly did. Chance Ellison to stay
Spielberg's
perfect.
Best of the century. Minority Report.
And Mike Kalinowski.
Minority Report.
All right. And so with that, two questions remain, and Chance Ellison, the Cobra, still perfect.
Chance to stay perfect here in the category of westerns for your ninth question. What 2003 western film starring Kevin Costner and Robert Duvall follows a former gunslinger who was forced to take up arms again against a corrupt lawman?
You into that
gunslinging?
Yellowstone.
Oh, you know what?
Is that the name of the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, apparently you aren't either.
I enjoy a gummy bear every night, and it tends to make me fall asleep rather quick.
So you're on episode one still?
I've watched it 38 times. Five, four. I've liked it every time.
I've heard it's great.
Two. One. Pens down, and let's go to Mike Kalinowski. Oh, boy. Wow. Okay.
Open range?
You're correct, Mr. Clinton. Let's go to Chance Ellison.
What? No, I prefer my ranges. Open.
That is correct. William Bibbiani.
Very classless joke from Mark there, but open range.
I didn't say anything. Brendan Meyer.
Open range.
Is correct.
Oh, sorry. Ooh, I think I just accidentally pointed with my middle finger. I'm sorry about that. No, I just pointed with my middle finger.
All right, we'll just have to blur it out.
It wasn't that bad a joke. Well, it was actually.
Oh, my God. I pointed with my middle finger. My goodness.
We are going to move on to the animated category, which is your final category in round one. And again, if you're keeping score with pen and paper at home, Chance Ellison has a chance for a perfect round here. The question to the field in the world of animated films. What Pixar movie features vocal performances from Willem Dafoe, Albert Brooks, Eugene Levy, and Idris Elba? Closing out here strong. Animated category. You know, they say they're made for kids. I say they're made for children of all ages.
Which is us.
Definitely in the wheelhouse. 5, 4, 3. I think even Ken Knapsack would get a kick out of this.
Definitely.
2, 1. Pens down, and we're going to the kid first.
Oh, Finding Dory?
You were looking for the right fish. Oh, how about William Bibbiani?
I was like, what did I put in this board?
I can have fun, too.
Just keep sequelizing Finding Dory.
As correct, great and song. Chance for the perfect round.
Animation is for everybody, Finding Dory.
He is perfect, and Mike Chalmowski is partner. Mike, did you have it?
Good old Idris Elba saved me.
Wow. All right, and so Mike has it, and with that, Corruption takes a one-point lead as we close out round one, but we're not done yet. Corruption with a chance to pick up one more point. If Chance Ellison can hit his bonus question, he's asked that because he was the only competitor with a perfect round. So Chance, Andrew's going to administer your question. You don't have to write down your attempt. You may simply answer it within 15 seconds.
All right, Chance, your question is, Franco Nero plays Julius, and Peter Serafinowicz plays the sommelier in what 2010s action sequel?
John Wick Chapter 2.
Can't believe I pronounced it right. Can't believe he got it right. Look at that.
And then you had to go sommelier right after. Damn, it was very well maneuvered by the best in the biz, Andrew Guy. And that is round number one in the books, 20-18. What a ball game it is as we careen into the wheel round. Each team gets a spin at the wheel once they settle on a category. 5 questions emerge, each one worth 2 points unless they need the aid of multiple choice. Keep in mind, stealing is available in round number 2.
Here we go.
Unfortunately, no wild cards in a championship match, courtesy of Shazam.
We love them. We love them. All right, that is going to be Oscars. So they're going to talk it over, going to give them a little bit of time. They're going to talk amongst themselves, then probably defer to the Queen's judgment and see if they want to keep Oscars for 5
boys,
questions.
We like our odds, but we're going to take another spin.
All righty.
It makes sense. You know, IG Movie Quotes being on the board, most likely from Kalinowski.
You think they're looking that way.
Chance Ellison, very good in animated and Pixar.
And they spun the 1980s, a decade in which possibly one of them was alive.
Round 2 starts right here, right now. What well-known director wrote the screenplays for the films Gremlins and The Goonies?
Chris Columbus.
2 points to start the round here in the 80s.
All right, they build their lead to 4.
Question number 2. What Oscar-winning film garnered Oscar wins for Shirley MacLaine and Jack Nicholson? Two more points. Shazam down by 6 here in round number 2. Question number 3 in the 1980s. What 80s film franchise features the characters Kerry Mahoney, Thaddeus Harris, Moses Hightower, and Eugene Tackleberry?
I'm trying to think of who I can imitate in this movie, but
please don't.
Police Academy.
That is correct for 2 more points.
I don't know. What was his name? Hauser? Captain Hauser? And
yeah.
Thank you. He got it.
Next question.
Whatever impression you do, you know William Bibbiani's going to one-up you.
I mean, yeah, I know.
He That's crushed like your Michael Caine.
For tat.
Your next question in the category of 80s. In 1980's 9 to 5, what actress portrays Violet Newstead, a widow with 4 kids who has been working at Consolidated for 12 years.
Four.
Can do that. Is it A, Dolly Parton, B, Jane Fonda, C, Marianne Mercer, or D, Lily Tomlin?
A lot of conversation going on over on Corruption's side. They've been together for so long. They know everything,
five,
but the other one does not.
Four, three, two.
Lily Tomlin.
A last second get they there for Corruption.
Hey, they pull you. Hey,
that's how we do it.
Was looking
the
at that. They were hungry. Like oh, a yeah. little bit of pork chop, but they couldn't pounce on it because Corruption nails it at the last second, and they have one question remaining in the category of the 1980s.
It's so dangerous to check down to multiple choice at this level, Ellis. All right, Corruption, your final question to go up by 11. In The Terminator, who plays Police Sergeant Hal Vukovich, the one who questions Sarah Connor?
Five, four, three, two.
Lance Hendrickson.
He says no to his teammate to pick up two more big points. That's exactly what you got to do in a title match.
And now it's going to be William the Beast Bibbiani stepping up to give that wheel a spin at your ready. All right. I love his follow through. Bibbiani has the best follow through of any competitor I've ever seen.
Great form.
DreamWorks Animation.
This is dangerous, Ellis. Now, Chance is known to be very, very good with animated films. Either way, if both you guys are good at it, you're always leaving steals
right,
on the field.
They're going to spin it again, and they're going to hope for something that is not DreamWorks Animation. What do they land on? New releases.
Interesting.
All right. All right, gentlemen, the spin was new releases. Your opponents had the 1980s, and so now we modernize the Schmodown for your round two with movies that have been released recently. Here's your first question of five. James Wan directed Annabelle Wallace, McKenna Grace, and Jake Abel in this 2021 horror film.
Malignant.
2 points, and Shazam is on the board in round two. Your next question. Who plays Dennis Danneley alongside Anthony Mackie in the film Synchronic?
Jamie Dornan.
That is correct for 2 more points. All right, and so they cut the lead to 7 and looking to cut the lead even further. Your next question, here it is. Who directed the Sopranos prequel, The Many Saints of Newark, featuring Michael Gandolfini, John Bernthal, and Ray Liotta?
David Chase.
That is incorrect. And so for a 2-point steal, I'm going to repeat the question for Corruption. Who directed the Sopranos prequel, The Many Saints of Newark, featuring Michael Gandolfini, John Bernthal, and Ray Liotta?
He worked on Sopranos, Alan Taylor.
That is a huge,
wow, Ellis.
Game-changing team staying together steal there by Corruption. That's so okay. It's 31-22. But we still have 2 questions remaining in the category of new releases for Shazam. And here's your next one. Joe Carnahan directed this 2021 action thriller, which takes place in a small town police station and features Frank Grillo, Gerard Butler, and Alexis Lauder.
Cop Shop.
Is correct for two points.
I'm sorry. I was
back on the answering train. Absolutely. So 31-24. And again, they have a chance to cut the lead to 5 going into round number 3 if they hit their final question in the category of new releases. Here it is. Which Brat Pack actor appears as Tommy Doyle in the film Halloween Kills?
Okay, go ahead.
Evil Dies Tonight, Anthony Michael Hall.
That is correct.
31-26.
So Shazam doing something that we never see, giving away a 2-point steal, and Corruption able to capitalize. We are going to have a spin of the wheel. That spin is going to determine a category from which the one question in round 3 occurs. Before we ask the question, each team is going to take a look at the category that's spun by Corruption because they have the lead, and they're going to wager a series of points ranging from 0 to 3, depending on their confidence. If the ensuing question is answered correctly, the team gains as many points as they wagered. If they miss the question, they lose that many points. So Mike Kalinowski, Chance Ellison, Corruption. When you're ready to spin that wheel, go ahead and give it a tug.
It's
go
a
go, buddy.
Fascinating situation to be in, Ellis.
When
you're up this much, you don't have to bet 3 points.
You can play a little conservative
for
the moment.
All
But if they get a category they want, you never know.
All right, Pixar movies it is, and they're going to keep Pixar movies
in the category of Pixar. What did Monsters, Inc. win its sole Academy Award for?
All right, so we have a Pixar question with a little bit of Oscars mixed in there for good measure.
Both squads immediately starting to write.
Seems you like you think that is a sign of confidence?
I think so. I think I heard Chance whisper 100%. Not sure about Shazam's side.
Five, four, three, two, one. Pens down. And first, we're going to go to Corruption. How many points did you wager?
3 points.
And three.
And Shazam, how many points did you wager?
Three.
All right. Back to Corruption for your attempt at an answer.
Best original song.
And for Shazam?
Best original song.
Well, they both got it right. How about that?
What a get there. A difficult question in the betting round. Shazam reaching for it, and it does pay off. They're still in the exact same spot they were in before round three.
That's right. The goal there, not to bleed any more points. And so it's still a five-point ball game, as you said. And now we head to round number four. This is the speed round, and it's going to feel a little Palpatine-y because lightning is about to strike five times. Five questions. In round number four, the questions are asked by Andrew Guy, and the buzzers will appear. An individual buzzer goes to each individual at the question podium. So two buzzers for Shazam, two buzzers for Corruption. As soon as they buzz in, they're going to have 2 seconds to get the correct answer of the question Andrew asked. If you get it correct, you get a point. If you miss it or you don't answer it within the 2 second allotted time, your team loses a point. There are no repeats in the speed round.
Here we go, gentlemen. Shazam and Corruption. Five questions coming your way in the speed round, starting right here. Which year saw second entries in the following series? Cars. The Hangover.
Chance.
2011.
That is correct for a point.
Question number two. For which film was Jodie Foster not nominated for an Academy Award? Taxi Driver, The Accused, Little Man Tate.
William.
Little Man Tate.
That is correct.
Nice job.
All right, so it's still a five-point ball game. Three questions remain.
Question number three. What 1996 comedy features supporting performances from Christopher McDonald, Kevin Nealon,
Ben? William.
Happy Gilmore.
That is correct for another point. 35-31.
Question number four. To date, how many films in the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise have featured?
William.
Five.
That is correct.
Wow. I don't even know how he got it. The question was, how many times has Jeffrey Rush been featured as Captain Barbossa? 5 points
He's
there.
He's literally walking the plank there, but it paid off for him. And one final question remains in the speed rounds. Here we go. We'll get complete silence so the competitors can focus and Andrew can read the question.
Question number five. Which actor appeared in the following remakes? Cheaper by the Dozen, The Out-of-Towners.
William.
Steve Martin.
That's one of the better speed rounds.
That is incredible.
Correct. And William Bibbiani was single-handedly putting his team on his back. Round number five is your final round. It will determine where the bells go. More importantly, what the fate of Corruption is here to four. And here's how round number five works. Each team has a total of 10 points, possibly, at their ability to increase their current situation. Those arrive from three questions. Questions increase in difficulty and point value as we move. 2 points, 3 points, and then 5 points. Whichever team is in the lead at the end of this round has the belts. And we do start with Shazam and a chance to tie the lead at 35 if they connect with their two-point question. They selected number one. What are they looking at?
We're going back over to the wonderful world of Happy Madison and Adam Sandler. Who would like to take this for 2 points, Shazam?
I'll do it.
Bibbiani? All right. Shazam, and more specifically William Bibbiani for two points. Happy Madison and Adam Sandler. You'll find the football team known as the Mean Machine that Burt Reynolds' Nate Scarborough helps coach in what 2000s sports comedy?
The Longest Yard.
That is correct. We are at a tie ball game, Ellis, and getting here with that crazy speed round, so different than the last time we saw Corruption and Shazam face off.
Yeah, Bibbiani and one of the all-time lathers right now, but Shazam's going to take a break as we move over to Corruption. I don't think they really care about the TKO at this point. They just want to get that victory and maintain their team and have some belts to go along with it. So You all selected number 18 for your two-point question. So Mike and Chance, you have a decision to make when I tell you that the category in question is animated films. Who would like to field it?
I'm going to take it.
Mike's going to take it.
I'm going to take it.
All right. Mike, your question. For 2 points, and once again for the lead. What animated franchise features the characters Bullseye the Horse and Stuntman Duke Kaboom?
That's the Toy Story franchise.
And that is correct for 2 points. And so it pinballs back to Shazam. And now the kid is going to step up, as we've seen him do so many times. That's kind of why Shazam has two of those belts. He now has the opportunity to give his team the outright lead if he hits his three-pointer. Andrew, what number did he select?
You selected number 10 for your three-point question, which is going to go over to famous actors and actresses for 3 points and to send it back over to your opponents. Brendan the Kid Meyer, here we are. Which actress stars opposite Will Ferrell as Jovi, who Will Ferrell's buddy falls in love with in the 2003 holiday film Elf?
Oh, Zooey Deschanel.
That is correct for 3 points there.
When you said Will Ferrell's buddy, I was like his friend?
His
buddy
friend in the film Elf? Yeah.
That's
weird.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, all that's sorted out now, and it is 38 for Shazam, 37 for Corruption. Corruption has yet to hear their three-pointer until right about now. Mike Kalinowski took the two, so Chance Ellison fields the three. Gentlemen, you selected category number three, and it keeps rearing its ugly head here. I like these movies, though.
Yeah.
DreamWorks Animation.
Wow.
DreamWorks Animation, and this is going to Chance Ellison, and Chance Ellison solo, for 3 points and to reclaim the lead. What famous sitcom actor voices Melman, a hypochondriac giraffe, in the Madagascar films?
David Schwimmer.
He didn't seem happy answering. He still got the correct answer.
I mean, you know an answer that in and out in round five of a championship match.
40-38. What a ball game we are all witnessing together as it plays out, and it all comes down to this. For Shazam, they have a five-pointer staring them down the barrel. Now, they can confer for this question and answer. If they hit it, they are going to force the hand of Corruption to answer their five-pointer. If they miss it, Corruption will be taking those team's belts, hope, with them.
And staying alive, most importantly here. Your five-point question, you selected the number four. We're going over to the world of crime. You have two repeats remaining, gentlemen, and you can confer. For 5 points, the lead, and the possibility to break up Corruption. Steve McQueen stars in the 1968 crime film Bullet, which has a famous car chase through what California city?
San Francisco.
I didn't know it. But apparently Shazam did. 43-40, Corruption battling for their lives, Ellis.
Here it is. It has all come down to this. Shazam with a three-point lead. 43 points in total to Corruption's 40. And it's a whole lot more than just belts on the line here, because if Corruption hits this, they're going to win those team belts. If they miss it, as per the demand pre-match, Corruption will break up. One of the legendary teams of all time, possibly facing their final five-pointer ever. To avoid that fate and to get a correct answer, they selected category number 9. And that corresponds to a pretty well-known actor named Denzel Washington. And your question. For 5 points and the win. In total, how many times did Tony Scott direct Denzel Washington?
All three of the repeats, and boy, with a question like that,
you want to use them.
Thrilled you saved.
Your life is on the line. This isn't just about a loss. This isn't just about losing the belts. You are done as a team.
5, 4, 3.
Repeat the question, please.
All right, the category, Denzel Washington. The question, in total, how many times did Tony Scott direct Denzel Washington?
They worked together a lot. Tony Scott called Denzel Washington his muse, but how many times?
Chance and Mike the muse for each other in movie trivia. 5,
Four.
Speed the question.
Three. All right, that's your second one. Category's Denzel Washington. The question, in total, how many times did Tony Scott direct Denzel Washington? One repeat remains. Will it be the last repeat we ever see Corruption use?
And this is why you have to have great players in this moment, Ellis.
Five.
Handling the pressure
four,
and
three.
The answer.
That's their final repeat and the question in the category of Denzel Washington. In total, how many times did Tony Scott direct Denzel Washington?
This could be the final 15 seconds of Corruption's career.
What a run it's been. Will it continue? We'll find out. In five, four, three.
Six.
And your winner, and still the champion for the championship!
Five. It was five movies. Crimson Tide, Man on Fire, Deja Vu, The Taking of Power 1, 2, 3, and Unstoppable. And the name of that last movie kind of reminds you of Shazam and the run that they are on. You can't take anything away from Corruption. They played an incredible match. I have not seen a team's match filled with that much tension in quite some time. Hey, we're back in studio. We got buzzers. We saw an incredible comeback lightning round from Shazam, particularly William Bibbiani, both competitors pulling clutch answers in round five, and they felt Corruption once and for all.